Okay, let's see here. It's time to go listen to Lynn. Hi, Lynn. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Oh, hi, doctor, and thank you for taking my call. So I'm calling because I've been getting colds the last few years, but they last a long time, and the coughing is so severe, and I go through several boxes of Kleenex. I'm wondering if there's anything I can do to build up my immunity, but also I was listening to you and Kathy talk, and I don't know if that would be like a pulmonary issue. So any help you can send my way, I'd appreciate the info, doctor. Thank you, and I'll listen off the air.
Oh, that's okay. I got to ask you a question first. How old are you, ma'am?
Oh, 64.
Okay. Now, if you want to go out for the air, you go right ahead, but I'll take that 64 and work with that. Okay. Now, for preventing infection of any sort, the two things to pay most attention to first are vitamin A and vitamin D. And the vitamin A, unless we happen to become pregnant, which we're not likely to at age 64, is perfectly safe at 50,000 units a day. I can't tell you how many folks I've worked with who've told me they're getting dramatically less infections when they take 50,000 units of vitamin A a day. And they're backed by the World Health Organization, which says that the evidence for vitamin A fighting infections is so strong that nobody should do any more double-blind studies on it because it would be unfair to the people taking the placebo. Now, 50,000 units of vitamin A is not too much at all unless you're a fetus. However, there's a few of us who are hypersensitive to this stuff, and if we are, we get a headache. And if that happens, well, we just got to quit taking that 50,000 units of vitamin A and maybe get it desensitized. But even so, that should be something that all of us who are over 60, which includes me, should be taking every day because it cuts down on the risk of infection. Now, number two, vitamin D. Gee, our ancestors moved out of the tropics years ago, but the same blood levels of vitamin D that are present in the tropics are safe anywhere else in the world. And to do that, if we live in the greater Seattle area, whoops, can we call Seattle greater? Okay, if we live in the general Seattle area, usually takes 5 to 6,000 units a day of vitamin D to get us up to the tropical optimal. And that is not going to hurt us at all because nobody dies in the tropics of sunshine vitamin D overdose. That doesn't happen. So if we achieve those same levels, why, my goodness, that prevents a lot of things from happening, including infections. That's the second thing. And then you may have heard me carry on about the third thing earlier, and that's a mineral called zinc. Why a mineral called zinc? Well, because it's the main mineral that keeps our immune systems working. There's this gland called the thymus gland, which is present in under the breastbone in both men and women. And that gland, according to people who do autopsies, has mostly shriveled up and disappeared and is turned into strands of fiber by the time we make 85 or 90 years of age. Oops! No wonder so many older people at that age get taken away by infection. They haven't got a thymus gland working. Well, researchers found that if they could get to that thymus gland, perhaps while it was deteriorating, but before it was totally deteriorated, this was in experimental animals, of course, and they gave them zinc. What do you know? Their thymus glands came back and started working better. I didn't say they worked as good as when they were 16, but they worked a heck of a lot better than when they were the equivalent of human 60, 70, something like that. Now, zinc is in all the natural food stores. They can't tell you what to do with it, though. That would be illegal. I just love the medical dictatorship we're living in. They can't tell you what to do, but it says on the label zinc picolinate, picolinate, picolinate. And there's one company that's smart enough to put 2 milligrams of copper in with 30 milligrams of zinc. And if we use just one of those a day, number one, it's safe. You have to go past 90 milligrams to get safe, and we got 30 to get unsafe, and you got 30 here. But number two, if we take zinc all by itself for a long time and don't take any copper, and if we take copper all by itself for a long time and don't take any zinc, they push each other out. And so that's why they put them in the same capsule. So I usually
What was
recommend
the
this
name of
is,
that company, doctor?
oh, Nature's Life. That's the name of the company. I'm not at all affiliated with them. They're just the only ones who have that combination.
Can I
Okay.
buy them in Seattle, or I have to order online?
Oh my goodness, ma'am. You can walk into any natural food store. You can walk into the Tom of the Clinic dispensary. You can go to your local compounding pharmacy. They all got this stuff, ma'am.
And can I take all these vitamins all at once before, after food? Does it matter?
Well, remember the nutrients. So I recommend taking nutrients with lunch and breakfast and dinner, ma'am. I don't mean you have to take it 3 times a day.
Oh, well, bless your heart. You don't realize how much you've helped me. Thank you, doctor.
Well, you're welcome, ma'am, and I'm so glad you called because this gives you a much better chance of not dying of infection in the next few years.
I hope so. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.